The federal cabinet has approved recommendations submitted by the Rightsizing of the Federal Government Committee for Merger and Dissolution of 82 State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs. The cabinet, which met in Islamabad today with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif in the chair, while assenting to the recommendations, also constituted a committee to protect the interests of employees, who will be affected by the merger and dissolution of various departments. These 82 entities are being transformed into robust institutions through digitization, smart management, efficient governance, transparency, and swift implementation to provide better facilities to the common man. The federal cabinet was informed that in the first phase, enforcement of the committee's recommendations has begun in 6 ministries. This will help improve government performance, correct use of human capital, and policymaking, as well as end unnecessary delays in implementation of decisions. The cabinet was briefed that saving worth $130 million has been made by stopping the import of urea and providing uninterrupted gas supply to urea factories. The Prime Minister appreciated the decisions taken by the Ministries of Finance, Energy and National Food Security to ensure provision of unhindered supply of urea fertilizer during the upcoming rabi crop season. The cabinet was also given a detailed briefing on the implementation of austerity measures as per the vision of Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif to reduce government expenditure. The federal cabinet approved the continuation of the austerity measures, which include voluntary waiver of salary by cabinet members, ban on purchase of government vehicles other than essential vehicles such as ambulances, ban on purchase of new equipment and machinery, creation of new government posts, unnecessary travel abroad at government expense, and ban on medical treatments abroad. Appreciating the implementation of austerity measures by federal ministries, the Prime Minister directed them to ensure continuation of the same. The federal cabinet condemned in strongest terms the incidents of terrorism in Balochistan and the cowardly attacks by terrorists on innocent citizens. Fatwa was offered for the martyred civilians and security personnel during these incidents. The cabinet emphasized taking strict action against the terrorist elements involved in these incidents.